A motif is a germ of an idea that can grow to foster your improvisation. So it's usually small and easily manipulated to fit the situation. It can be reversed, it can be stretched, it can be played twice as fast, you know, compressed. There are really no rules, but the simpler you're thinking, the more room you have to sort of play around with it. There's melodic motifs and rhythmic motifs. Melodic motif can be as simple as an interval. Let's just take a descending whole step. And all examples are going to be in 4-4 key of D minor. So all I do is take the descending whole step. Right? And I can put it anywhere I want. Notice I wasn't using the same rhythm. You can combine rhythm and melody, melodic motifs, but it's in a way freer to just focus on one thing or the other. Now that descending whole step motif doesn't necessarily have to be diatonic. I can put it in D minor and just... it's an easy way to get outside the key while still having some structure. On the other hand, I could choose to look at my motif as diatonic to D minor, and it's two notes right next to each other, which sometimes might be a half step within the key. So instead of thinking my interval as a whole step, I'm just thinking of it as a second, which might be a major or a minor second depending on where I am in the scale. Right, like that. It could also be a collection of intervals. So, I had three half steps descending, and then a fourth up from the last note. Or if you prefer, a third up from the starting point. And I could just move that around. 2, 3, 4. Now, I didn't put a category for harmony, because harmony and melody go together, but your melodic motif could be a series of intervals that relate to whatever chord you're on, and then repeat as per that new chord. So let's say if you have D minor and G minor, I'm going to go, all right, and my motif was 9 or 2, and then root, and then 5. So 2, 1, 5, and then when the new chord G minor comes, I'm going to go 2, 1, 5 off of that chord. So that counts as a motif, like 2, 3, 4. Right? Could also be a common tone for different chords. Suppose I choose the F as a common tone between several different chords. 2, 3, 4. Be a collection of intervals that are common to each chord. So 2, 3, 4. Like that. That was 3, 2, 1, 2, 3 on each chord. I happen to repeat the same rhythm there, but I don't have to. 2, 3, 4. Motifs can be rhythmic too. Now you can repeat the rhythm of an entire phrase like we did in a previous session. 2, 3, 4. That was almost exact rhythmic repetition. There was some variation there. But it would free me up even more to just focus on a certain aspect of that phrase that I liked, namely the triplets in this case, like. Thank you. putting it in wherever. And now my lines are a little more flexible and they're not as repetitive, but there's a common theme between them. Now if I take another motif of 4/16ths and 1/4 note, okay, any motif, that's just one of them, I can put that at the beginning of a phrase or middle or the end. 2, 3, 4. So that was an example of in the beginning, then at the end, and then in the middle. Now implementing motifs, you can just play free and experiment. You don't even have to have a time. You can, a metronome or a tempo. You can just play free and explore, which is very worthwhile, especially when you come up with an interesting motif like I came up with in our clinic. It was fifths, ascending and then descending. Now I might need time to work that out in various keys and in various positions, so I would do so without a metronome, no time, you know, just rubato. So that's one way to do it. Next is within a line, like I've already demonstrated. So 2, 3, 4. The next is within a form. Let's say I did like a chord progression. Or within a tune itself. Wasn't alternating fifths. That was sometimes the fifths in the same direction, but you get the idea. Alternating fifths might be. So that was within a form. Well, that was just a short chord progression, but it could be a whole tune or a blues or something. Recurring motif, that could be something that is, you come back to it as you go along. Let's take my fifths thing. Like that, I came back to it, or it could be like a recurring theme in your improv, or you could juggle multiple motifs. Let's take my one where you do like three chromatics and then a skip with the fifths, and let's see if I can manage both of those at the same time. 2, 3. For more advanced players, you know, those are things that you can think about. Can you juggle multiple motifs? How far can you develop one motif? Can you reverse it? Can you make it twice as fast? Can you make it twice as slow? Can you play it cleanly everywhere on your instrument? And most importantly, does it swing? Meaning, does it fit in with the overall stylistic, you know, aspect of the tune? Have fun.